It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
And this is the way, the way, the way, the way. We rock the high.
You like them big hairy balls, don't you?
Baby.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Don't touch that dial.
Yes. You know what that sound is? That's the sound of a Nestorius Public Radio. That means your ear holes are gonna get blasted. Cobwebs are gonna fucking fly out your cranium tonight. You know what I mean? You haven't eaten your motherfucking Cheerios because your rice milk is spoiled. You have not done your laundry in about 2 months, but you're stealing your neighbor's internet signal. What's up? I'm your host, Mr. Nestor Rodriguez. What's going on? It's Thursday night. If you happen to be listening live, you can definitely give us a call at 800-893-9562. And what's happening, Sal Rodriguez?
Hello. I'm here to talk about guys having sex with teenagers. That's what I came here tonight to talk about.
Is that what you came here? You're just going to jump right into that.
Yeah, that's the big topic on today's show. We're going to talk about the Jared Fogle Subway controversy.
We're just going to jump right into this shit.
No. I'm just teasing it.
Oh, you're teasing it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some heavy-duty stuff, so get ready.
Well, why don't we just go right into it? Because it's heavy. So I just want to preface.
We're going to go right into it?
Yeah. Well, what the fuck? I mean, I was going to ask you how it was to be Latino this week, but obviously you have a lot of aggression in you, so it's obvious. Well, you were harassed.
Unfortunately, if you ride together, now, you know, I've been in internet radio now for a while, and I understand that if you ride together, you kind of start the show in the car is what kind of happens. But if you ride separately, then you can kind of hold back. But
what do
you mean? You and I rode together here. We kind of started the show 20 minutes ago in the car.
Oh, with the discussion, because, yeah, got it.
Yeah. So we started talking about different levels of what constitutes pedophilia.
Yeah. But I'm asking you how it was to be Latino this week, not what the fuck we talked about in the car down here.
Okay.
So you there's no experience being Latino. No one noticed that you were spick.
No. You know what? Being Latino and particularly being a Mexican descent kind of sucked this week. Donald Trump is fucking it up for Mexicans. He really is. I can't even walk down the street and enjoy myself as a Mexican-American anymore without people talking about Donald Trump and closing the borders and anchor babies and all this bullshit.
Like asking you about this.
Oh, they're asking me like I'm an expert on this.
Like you're the spokesperson on...
Sal, what are your opinions on Trump and anchor babies?
What is an anchor baby?
I'm like,
baby?
I just want a sandwich, motherfucker.
What is an anchor baby? I don't understand.
Anchor baby is the term that conservatives use. Whereas an immigrant comes to this country, has a baby, and then the baby becomes a citizen, which is in our Constitution, I believe, or Bill of Rights, whatever.
Anybody who's born in this motherfucking country is a citizen, correct?
Yes. So, however, conservatives are trying to repeal that. They want to repeal that.
You know what I want to repeal?
Anchor babies.
You know what I want to repeal? I want to repeal white motherfuckers to have to leave the United States of America. What I want to repeal is prior to 1728 or 1680 something, whenever the fuck the British came into America. I want to repeal that, and I want to fucking vanish all crackers out of fucking the United States, and let's start fresh, get all these redneck fucking racist motherfuckers, send them back to like some shithole in some godforsaken fucking country.
Well, it used to be Australia was the place where you sent the white undesirables.
Well, then Australia. Put them in some aboriginal fucking prison, you know, with a bunch of fucking black, bubble-lip, fucking non-English-speaking indigenous motherfuckers, and let's see how they fucking survive.
Wow.
Without guns.
You know, since I started on the show, it's like... Each week you chip away at our white audience. Like each week we lose more and more and more.
Big the fuck up if you're white and you feel all right. Big the fuck up if you're listening to me, man. Because you know I'm right.
Big the fuck up, you white motherfuckers that still listen to us when you hear us talking the shit about ya.
Actually, no, I'm just saying, if you really want to get down to the fucking repealing, fuck all that. Why don't you repeal and go all the way to fuck back? Because America is a fucking melting pot, and everyone here has to learn to get along. okay? We got a black fucking president. He's been in office for almost, what, 7 years? Go fuck yourself. And I'm not saying this because I'm a liberal or a fucking Democrat or whatever. Go fuck yourself if you got a problem with it. Because I had a fucking problem with George W. Bush for fucking 8 years. He fucked up this country, left it the way it was, and no one seems to remember that shit. And this is the way it goes in America. You know what I mean?
Here's the problem. When a politician gets up on the stage, and particularly in this instance, Trump, gets up, talks shit, he represents
a certain
amount of the population.
Hold
they
it.
Feel that way. They agree with him. They go, that's right. That's
hold
how
it.
I
hold
feel.
Hold it. He's not a politician, number one. He's a billionaire fucking retard with a toupee. And very close to being one of the ugliest men in America, okay? So just on the fucking basis of that, he should not be allowed to run. I want to fucking repeal, or I want to make an amendment in the Constitution. From this fucking point on, if you're going to represent our country in the government, you have to have some sort of, like, GQ sensibility. You have to look somewhat sexy. You can't be looking like a fucking dried up, bleached fucking pumpkin with a fucking toupee. The guy's a retard. Just because you have billions of fucking dollars does not make you capable and give you, you know, what do you call it? Does not make you qualified to be a fucking president.
But on that note, the same people want to have his wife as the first lady because she's attractive. They go, ooh, we want to have this woman. I got conservative.
That's fine.
I got like two conservative friends on Facebook, and I go and I spy on their page and I hear what their friends say.
That's fine.
And believe me, they just want her because she's sexy.
That's fine. If she's going to give everyone a cock lick from the balls all the way to the tip, then I'm cool with it, right? So your wife is sexy. You're the fucking first lady. That's fine, Trump. You're obviously not getting laid. She's just a fucking trophy bimbo. So bring her a fucking, like, bring her to city, fucking let her give free lap dances to minorities and fucking redneck white motherfuckers in down south and you know, do the stroke on the lollipop. You know what I mean? Then I'm cool with it.
There's so much racism involved. People don't like to admit it. But all these people that talk about illegal aliens, and you know they're talking about people south of the border. But then a few years ago when they talked about the Dream Act and allowing them to be citizens, they go, whoa, no. Well, it's not about them being legal or illegal. Then you just don't want them here, and you don't want them here because they're brown people.
Okay, so check this out, and then we're going to move on because we can do a show on this alone, and this is not our show. But I was watching Vice, okay, on HBO. It's a show, very interesting, provocative show.
Based on the magazine, right?
Well, it's the editor of those little magazines. They came and it's not based on the magazine. It's the editors of that magazine produced a, you know, TV magazine, TV
yeah.
show.
But I mean, those reporters and journalists go into some dangerous situations.
Yeah. And Vice magazine, for those that you don't know, used to be this little free, colorful book with, you know, all sorts of stupid ads and little stories and shit like that. I mean, I saw it in L.A. when I first started coming out to L.A. in record shops and whatever.
I think they had a little bit of nudity in there too.
Well, the American Apparel ads. That's what they are. And we're going to segue into pedophilia after this because American Apparel ads are completely fucking child pornography, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But they had a show. They had an episode where these fucks, and I think it's in Alabama, like fought and passed a law, right, to not have Mexicans, right, illegal aliens,
yeah,
South Americans, spics, right, be their farmers.
Yeah.
Fuck, they're taking our jobs. You know, blah blah blah. So all the Mexicans, they fucking got up and they left.
Yeah.
Pretty much. They were all living in like mobile homes and shit like that in this fucked up part of town, and not even toothless fucking white fucks without, you know, health insurance live. So they're all in there in fucking mobile homes, and they're living, and they show up to work, and they fucking bust their ass, and they do what they do. So one day, that, you know, they don't want problems, they get up and fucking go.
Yeah.
So now the farmers that are left there, they got to hire, guess who they got to hire? They got to hire white motherfuckers on work release, and it was hilarious because the people who owned the farms, they were like, I can't get them to work. Every 5 minutes, they need a cigarette break. Or they do this. is. And they accidentally showed us the skinny news reporter from Vice. They had these guys throwing watermelons, right? Because, you know, they do a chain gang watermelon to put it in the truck. Sure. Motherfucker couldn't even lift a watermelon. Yeah. It's like, so now Alabama, this part of Alabama, if not the state, is fucked because now they got no one to cultivate their fucking produce and their agriculture.
Yeah. There's been numerous instances of that over the years where they've let the illegal aliens go.
Yeah.
They let the migrant workers go.
Yeah.
And they try to bring in locals to work.
Yeah.
And they good don't want to work.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Listen, I'm an American.
Yeah.
I am not going to bend over picking vegetables all day. I'm not. You know what? I can't. My back is going to fuck me after 30 minutes.
And you got fucking extra 30 fucking pounds in your gut,
that's
right?
A whole nother story.
Ready?
Here, let me give a big ups. Big ups to your fucking fruit and vegetable pickers picking vegetables all damn day. I'm too lazy to fucking do it.
Big ups to all your avocado almond pickers. Big ups to all your motherfuckers that bust your ass in the heat with a straw hat picking all types of shit that we don't want to pick, but we need to eat.
I feel so guilty when I let fruits or vegetables rot. You know, you get like six apples. You want to eat all six, but you only eat two.
I make smoothies. I put them in smoothies.
Oh, I feel so guilty.
Me
when
too,
I let
especially
them.
Avocados, because we did an episode about how much water it takes to fucking grow one fucking avocado, and they're all grown in California, and we have the drought. Anyway, moving on. American Apparel ads have the most pedophilia-like child pornography fucking ads, and you can't disagree with that. And I've always found them a little disturbing.
Well, Calvin Klein was under the microscope for a little bit too.
Yeah, but Calvin Klein's models back in the 80s did not look like fucking 13-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. Fucking American Apparel ads, they look like fucking 13-year-old girls with barely fucking nipples and like, you know, panties. It's fucked up. I'm sorry, it's fucked up.
Well, see, because here's the thing that advertisers do. Advertisers cater to our base nature.
Yeah, fuck that.
They do. They cater to our base nature. There's a lot of guys that want to fuck 13-year-olds.
Yeah, I know. Like Jared fucking Fogle from Subway.
That's right.
But I think...
By the way, he should have been the spokesman for In-N-Out, actually.
Well, hold on a second.
That's a funny joke.
So, yeah, all right. So first of all, this happened... I've been wanting to talk about this for a while because as I express myself to you... And by the way, want to say hi to Giacomo.
Giacomo! Hi.
Giacomo!
Hi.
Giacomo!
He has a fun name to say. Giacomo! What's up, Giacomo?
Giacomo's fucking...
Good.
Giacomo was my co-host last week. We were talking about the differences between New York and L.A.
Nestor had to correct me because I was saying Giacomo, but he said it's not Giacomo, it's Giacomo.
It's Giacomo. It's Giacomo.
Giacomo.
Yeah. Anyway,
Giacomo. Exactly. There we go.
All right, listen, you want to learn how to pronounce my motherfucking Italian homeboy's name, go to fucking Google and get Google Translate and fucking type his name in and it'll fucking say it for you. It'll pronounce it for you, all right? Anyway.
Giacomo. So that's how they'll say it. Giacomo.
No, what happened was, I don't want to say a friend, but an acquaintance of myself and...
Your family.
And my family.
Yeah.
And a member of the DGA, mm-hmm. who happens to be a director.
Yeah, television director.
A television director who directed a lot of Law & Orders.
Yes.
Was an executive producer on a couple of shows. Law & Order Criminal Intent, no less, which is...
ironic.
Sex crimes, right?
Yes.
So and also directed a few Rescue Me's, which we were going to have Jack McGee on the show today, who was one of the main actors on Rescue Me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. He was the...
With Dennis Leary.
Yeah, he was the fire chief. Anyway, okay. So this guy, Jace Alexander, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, got arrested. It was in the fucking news. It was in all the entertainment.
Yes.
News outlets.
Sure. Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, Variety, every fucking where. And you know, when you get arrested, especially for child pornography charges, they whip out the worst fucking photo. Like, they whip out the one without you being shaved. Yeah. Like, they whip out the photo that I would take, if I went to your house right now and you're in your underwear and you haven't shaved and you look like you haven't taken a fucking bath in about 2 weeks.
And your rice milk is rotten.
And your rice milk is rotten and you can smell it through the photo. That's the picture that they use. So you don't even have to read the article. You just go, God damn.
Yeah. That he just looks like a pervert.
That motherfucker's guilty. I don't know of what, but he's guilty. You know what I'm saying? So he got arrested for possession of child pornography and file sharing.
Do we know what led the police to him?
I think what it is, the short answer is yes. The short answer is it's the obvious, which is how they catch them all, right? Yeah. So basically there's internet things where
That's where they set up dummy profiles and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
But there's also people who pose as connoisseurs of pedophilia.
Oh, okay.
Of child pornography.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, man, Nestor, yo, man.
Yo, do you have any?
You like young people?
No, do you
like
have any? People? Like, do you have any, like, 9-year-olds? Like,
yeah.
I have some.
Oh, yeah.
I have some photos. Yeah. And so having child pornography.
Like, that's how pedophiles sound.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. You got some 9-year-olds.
They sound like Cleveland. Let me tell you something, baby. I just want me some young pussy. Yeah. I just want me some young ball pussy. Yeah, you know, because those little hairs get in my lip, and then it's, I don't like that much. No way.
Once they have to wax, they're too old.
Well, they do a sting, you know, and it's not a sting like, you know, they fucking bum rush you. It's something that's done over a long period of time.
Sure.
And they accumulate.
They wait.
Well, they accumulate data information from your IP address.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's one thing to have child pornography in your possession, be it physical, magazines and all that stuff, or electronic data or pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
But to share it.
Yes.
Is another thing.
Yeah, that creates a whole different sentence.
A whole different sentence. Because it's kind of like the difference between sniffing cocaine and having a kilo to sell it.
Distribution of cocaine, yeah.
Even if you share one file, it's hard to compare one file to a kilo of cocaine.
Yes.
But actually the sentence and the penalty for one file is way bigger.
Than cocaine.
Oh yeah. Sure. Easy. So what happened to him was, you know, he's arrested. So now, obviously, this guy's fucked.
Sure.
I mean, he's the second vice president of the DGA. You know, the first thing...
Was he married, do you know?
Oh, yeah. Married with 3 kids.
His wife left him?
No, his wife is sticking by his side.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, let me...
They said in sickness and in health, and this is pretty sick.
Well, let me go.
That was an old Sam Kinison joke.
There's what's interesting about addiction, right, is that even as of late, right, when you think about drug addiction or alcoholism, there are still people in our society that say, I don't buy that it's a disease.
Sure.
I don't buy it's a disease.
Yes.
Right? Why can't you just stop drinking? Yes. Why can't you just stop smoking crack?
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes to pedophilia, right, which is a form of sex addiction, which is a form of, like, distorted thinking. Yeah. Let's face it. If you're a man or a woman, right, but we tend to prosecute men or think of men
as more predatory.
More predatorial or harsher. Yeah. Like for instance, in California, they've been arresting women that are teachers and you know, for having sex with a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And for me, when I read that, I'm like, you're going to wait 2 years to report the teacher, motherfucker? I mean, she put her lips on your cock. Obviously, you wanted it. So what's the problem? You know what I mean? So it's not that, you know, as a guy, you don't think that. You don't think that's
a
big deal.
No, as a guy, you may think that, but if the tables are turning, it's a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then it changes.
Exactly. But you know, you know, what I was getting at is it's an illness, right? It's an illness. But you don't treat these people as if they're ill. You treat them as if they're the worst criminal degenerate motherfuckers. Yes. That's how we treat them.
And that's particularly America. I understand, and maybe Giacomo may have more knowledge on this because you're from Europe. But wait, you're not from Europe. Isn't it Scandinavia officially where you're from?
Switzerland.
But wait, Switzerland is part of what continent?
It's in Europe.
It is Europe.
Europe.
Okay. Europe.
Okay, it's European. Yeah. Okay, so I read that, you know, if you're a sex offender in America, you're a sex offender forever. But if you're a sex offender in Europe, it's only like 5 years. You only have the scarlet letter for like five years.
No,
Europe.
It depends. It's not just like this, yeah. Because even if you're just like, if it is not true, but people say that, you're screwed for entire life. You cannot find another job or many things.
Well, it's the same thing. But let me continue with the thought process that I was getting at. So these guys and women, they're not considered like sick, right? Yeah. Like mentally ill. They're considered degenerate criminal motherfuckers.
That's true. And, like, if you kill somebody, you can plead insanity, but you can't plead insanity if you have sex with somebody.
I mean, it's obvious that if you're a man and you're attracted to, like, looking at pictures of 9-year-old boys or 9-year-old girls or whatever, there's something wrong with you, man. I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck who you are. There's something fucking wrong with you. Now, the problem I have...
That's open for argument.
The problem I have is that whether you're fantasizing, i.e. having child pornography, whether it's physical or electronic, whether you're fantasizing or you actually go out of your way and commit a crime, like having sex with a minor, which, by the way, a minor... It varies. A consensual age for sex varies from state to state in America and from country to country in the world.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between having sex with a minor and fantasizing about having sex with a minor. But according to the law, you're the same.
Yeah.
So basically, you could rape somebody. You could rape a kid. You could rape a woman, you know, fuck a donkey or look at child pornography, and if you get arrested, you're a sex offender.
Yeah.
And a sex offender is a sex offender. And everywhere you go in America, that's what you are.
Yeah.
You're scarred for life. You know what I mean? Yeah. So a few years ago, I just want to talk about this guy, Rabbi Judah Heschel. So a few years ago, I met him. I met Rabbi Judah Heschel. And I'm going to tell you what happened to him. Basically, he was a head of a big synagogue. I'm trying to figure out where the hell he was.
Wait, how did you meet him?
He was a rabbi at Mount Freedom Jewish Center, an Orthodox synagogue in Randolph Township, New Jersey. I just met him through a series of common people that I knew.
Okay.
All right. So he was in L.A. But what happened, and what's interesting to me is I don't know why he was in L.A., because he must have been convicted in New Jersey. And basically what happened is this. He's got child pornography images on his computer. And at the time, there was a technician who came to update the operating system on his PC or whatever the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
The technician noticed, said... paraphernalia on his computer and alerted his assistant, the office assistant. The office assistant didn't know anything about it. He figured somebody else was getting on the rabbi's computer and using it.
Mm-hmm.
They called the FBI.
Yeah.
The FBI came. They seized the computer. They found I don't know how many images.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't arrested for file sharing. He was just arrested for possession. Mm-hmm. And I think he did... What did the article say? He did like 7 years or something like that.
For possession of child pornography.
Possession, yes.
Yes.
7 years. So, but that's not the end all be all. So now he does his time. He's a rabbi, okay? So rabbis, mind you, he's never had sex with a minor. He's never molested any kid.
Yeah.
Right? He's married. He's got 2 or 3 kids, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So
how old, look, to me, there is relevance under the law. I guess there's not much relevance, but to me, there has to be a relevance or an idea of how old are these kids in the photographs? Is it a 16-year-old?
I'm not sure.
Is it a 9-year-old?
I'm
not sure. Is it a 5-year-old? To me, those are all relevant.
Well, let me finish what my point is and then we'll get to that. Okay. So my point with Rabbi Judah Heschel is, that, after he came out, after he was released from prison, you know, he was not able to reintegrate even into his Jewish community.
Yeah.
So he makes a living as a rabbi, mm-hmm. teaching spiritual principles. He was ousted from that community. No one wants to have anything to do with him.
Yes.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And my point is this, right? So you can murder somebody.
Yeah.
Right? You can do...
You can beat your wife.
Beat the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
You could even rape her. Mm-hmm. You can rape your wife. Your wife says she doesn't want to have sex. You have sex with her, you're raping your wife.
Yeah.
And if she presses charges, you can go to jail for rape.
Yeah.
You can do 5 to 10 years if you do something like that, with probably a minimum of 2 or 3, mm-hmm. if you're lucky, right? Yeah. You can do 20 to life if you murder somebody, depending on the degree, right? If you're lucky, you might get out in 10, depending on the case. You do this, and mind you, when you get out, it's fine. No one's going to, you don't have to register somewhere.
He's done his time.
Well, you can move in somewhere, and I wouldn't know that he murdered somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can go on a fucking registered sex offenders website, and I know how many motherfuckers live.
Yeah, you see all the red dots.
Yeah. There's a lot of red dots right around my house, but those are my nightlights.
You can also see where they live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, you can see where they live and you can go throw eggs at their house. That's what some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do that shit.
Yeah.
And you can go protest. Some people protest with signs. We don't want a sex offender living here.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Anyway, the point about this dude is that, he was fucked. That was it for him.
Yeah.
You know? So to go, and actually this is a very good article. It's called To Forgive or To Shun, S-H-U-N.
Yeah.
A child porn convicted rabbi tries to make amends as rabbi sex abuse cases roil the Jewish community. And this is a big deal. You got this director, big fucking, he's the second vice president of the GA. You got a rabbi. You got fucking Jared Fogle. Yeah. I mean, guys, this is not some random shit. This is stuff that's happening right now.
Sure.
And
these are the guys that we know about.
Right. I mean, I can't say this is like 2 out of 10 people are looking at child pornography. I don't know what the fucking statistics are, but think about it. They got to be pretty high if you got all these fucking people randomly, getting caught doing this type of shit.
So it's like when you look at all the people arrested for heroin or cocaine, those are the people arrested. Imagine all the people that are using heroin and cocaine that are not arrested.
Right. So to answer your question, none of these cases actually say these two what the age of the acts of the children were in the child pornography.
Yeah.
But in another situation like that, John MacArthur, which we'll talk about in a little bit, fire captain employed by ConocoPhillips in San Pedro, he pleaded guilty Friday to sending money overseas to someone he believed was a 13-year-old girl for the purpose of producing child pornography. Prosecutor said MacArthur was actually having conversations with Robert Oliver Clark. We're going to get into that after this, but he was accused of possessing, but the other guy. The guy who was posing as a girl, which I didn't even understand this. The guy is posing as a minor, and then this fucking guy gets caught. You know what I mean? And even the guy who was posing as a minor was caught with, 5,000 images, and some of them were like 9-year-olds.
5,000 images.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Even if you looked at 100 a day.
Yeah. Clark admitted in court documents to possessing 5,443 images and 53 child pornography videos on his computer, hard drive, and email accounts.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a definition of sex addiction, because we were talking earlier. I was mentioning earlier that this is an illness, man. Something's wrong with your fucking head, right? How come some fuck can go into some theater during a showing of a movie and fucking kill 75 people and then fucking have his lawyer say he was insane. Mm-hmm. He didn't know what he was doing, and it's okay for like 1 out of the fucking 12 jurors to say, yeah, I believe he was insane, and then he gets to just do he gets to escape the fucking the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like by reason of insanity, even in the worst case scenarios of extreme criminal atrocities that happen in America and all over the world, people get lesser sentences and they get off, right? So So let me give you the definition. So sex addiction is a compulsive behavior ranging from watching pornography to engaging in sexual activity to get high or numb from reality. Dr. Stacy Sakel, chief medical officer of River Men's Health Integrated Recovery Services in Atlanta. I read a little article on Yahoo. And she was going on to say that, you know, you're not even getting off. It's not even like you're getting like you're jerking off, right? It's not even like you're getting any sexual gratification. You're getting high. You're actually numbing and you're being cut off from like the reality of anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So that just further goes to the thing of like these guys. It's not, I mean, these guys aren't even fantasizing. You know what I mean? They're just getting high. And it's not even, and it's not even in the same sense of like you're getting high off of, you know, wow, that bald pussy. Oh my God. It's not even that. It's just, it's doing something in the mechanism of your brain to like fucking make you numb out. You know what I mean? And
if you were to look at the brain chemistry, supposedly it has to do with the release of dopamine.
Yeah, but in sex addiction, addiction is even worse because dopamine, like for instance, if you get high, if you sniff cocaine, you feel elated, you feel talkative, you can be social even, right? When you're getting high off of internet porn and whatever it is, you're not elated. Mm. It's an isolating thing.
You're bringing up sex addiction, but I don't believe the word sex addiction has been invoked when it comes to Jared or any of these guys
that
you mentioned.
It has not. I'm bringing it up because a lot of people don't believe that that even exists, right?
Yes, that's
and
true.
A lot of people don't believe that alcoholism and drug addiction is a disease.
Yes.
I'm just introducing the concept here that these guys, there's something wrong with them. Mm. They're not fucking well. They're sick. And when people say, oh, he's sick, like it's a judgment, right? When you see someone with cancer, you don't say, oh, he's sick as a judgment. You say, oh, wow, this compassion.
There's,
right?
There's some comedian that used to say, alcoholism is the only disease that you get yelled at for having.
That's hilarious. That's actually hilarious. I love that. So.
But yeah, a lot of educated professionals, therapists, psychologists, the jury is still out on what qualifies as a disease in the name of addiction or alcoholism. There are a lot of people who still believe, educated psychologists, as to whether or not sex can be an addiction.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that. I'm not going to debate that. I was just bringing up the ideology of sex addiction and what it is according to a psychologist.
Yeah.
Right? And just to illustrate the point that someone who's watching pornography or engaging, for instance, compulsive masturbators, you're not getting off. It's not like it's pleasurable. You're like blanking out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the thing with Jared Fogel, for those of you that don't know, he was a spokesperson for Subway.
The former fat guy.
Yeah, the Subway's hero sandwich chain. He lost, what, like 240-something pounds?
Something like that.
Or maybe more.
Yeah.
He was huge.
Sure.
When he was in college.
He was like 400 pounds at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So he lost more than that. He also lost about 270 pounds. And then so for about 12 years or maybe more.
15 years.
He became the spokesperson for Subway.
Yes.
You know, which is pretty cool.
Sure. And then people thought, ooh, I'll lose weight too if I go to Subway. And apparently there was a period of time in like 2012 or something when they actually dropped his campaign to a degree. They dropped his advertising.
Yes,
and Subway sales actually went down.
Yes.
So the people loved him.
Yes. Yes.
Or they believed in the message. Ooh, Subway is good for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he also had a foundation to prevent child obesity, which is this is where I first heard about this. Okay, basically hold on a second. Okay, Taylor, Russ Taylor. Okay, so this is when I first heard about it. This is like July 13th or something. Russ Taylor, the leader of Fogel's Child Obesity Foundation,
yeah,
may be cooperating with federal authorities. Taylor has been held since May on charges he produced and possessed child pornography.
Yeah.
So
produced is a big thing because he supposedly set up hidden cameras.
Yes.
And had sex with kids and then filmed them.
Yes. And shared them.
And kids as young as 9, they said.
And shared them with Jared.
Yes.
And Jared apparently knew about some of those cases and didn't do anything about it. Yet when this guy got caught, Russ Taylor, a week later, they raided Jared's house,
yeah,
and they confiscated his computer. They didn't arrest him, mm-hmm, but they took his shit.
Sure.
A few days or so.
That's because he was white, by the way. If he were black, they would have body slammed him on his front porch.
Yeah.
That's what they would have done.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, for sure. If he was black, hold on a second. If he was black, it would have been like,
there we go.
Yeah, but Jared,
there was a week or two where people were like, "Well, let's see what happens."
Right.
He hasn't been charged.
Well, he wasn't charged. The first thing he did was he disassociated himself from Russ Taylor.
Yes,
and he basically said Russ Taylor is no longer a representative of my foundation.
Yes.
And he's no longer associated, yeah, with what I'm doing.
And at the same time, Subway said to Jared, we are disassociating ourselves from you.
Right around that time. Yeah, right around that time, Subway said, we're looking for a new pedophile to be the face of our Subway sandwiches. Because you obviously got caught. Okay? Yep. So
don't get caught.
So, but what's interesting is that okay, so Fogle gets arrested on child pornography and having sex with a minor from 2007 to the present. So he's been doing this for a while, yeah, okay?
He's made it a hobby, effectively.
Yeah. He used the internet to meet and have sex with underage girls as well as receiving and distributing child pornography. Okay, so those are the two things, receiving and distributing.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving child pornography, meaning if you get caught receiving any kind of, like, you know, magazine in the mail,
mm-hmm,
that's child pornography, your, yeah, ass is fucked.
Yeah.
They'll take your ass and you're automatically gonna be sentenced and you're a fucking felon. End of story.
Sure.
It's a felony, right? Yeah. No trial necessary. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever want to set somebody up, like somebody, yeah, who you fucking hate, like your,
sure,
neighbor,
sure,
your fucking neighbor's dog keeps barking and you can't do nothing about, yep, it. You
send them a magazine.
You go to a website in Germany, mm, and you put their fucking address on it.
Yep.
And you pay for it with Bitcoin. So, mm, there's no trace to you how you paid for it.
Yep.
And then they get the shit. Then you call the postmaster general, mm, in the zip code where you live in and forget it. It's like,
what is that, Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's like,
what?
It's over! It's fucking over!
Why do you play the Spider-Man theme?
That's the intro to the Spider-Man, okay, theme. Good. The whole Spider-Man theme goes a little bit better. We'll do that another time. Because I love that. Dun, 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 dee! I just love that shit. That shit is catchy. So, yeah. So, if you want to do that, that's a good way to get rid of your enemies, and, you know, that's a tip from Nestorius Public Radio. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
do we know yet if that last TV director that you mentioned, what's his name again?
Jace Alexander, who happens to be Jane Alexander's son, Jane Alexander, the actress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know yet if he's pleaded similar to what I believe the the guy from The Who? Pete Townsend was it?
That's another dude,
Who said, I was doing research.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Especially if you're a director of crime shows, you can say, I was doing research, yeah, for the show.
Yeah,
I,
you can. You could do that. Except when you start sharing files,
yeah,
you know, to a purported fucking child pornography, you know, a connoisseur, mm, and that connoisseur happens to be J. Edgar Hoover,
yeah,
it's very difficult to say that you were doing research for your TV show.
So effectively, there are four different categories that we've learned recently. possession of child pornography,
right,
receiving child pornography,
right,
distributing child pornography, or producing child pornography.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there could also be acting in child pornography.
Yep.
And then, I auditioned for some of those when I was
young.
Well,
if you act in child pornography and you're not SAG, like you're not in the union, that could be a serious violation.
Hey, we're busting you for employing non-SAG porn actors in your kiddie porn.
So what's interesting is because I had read about this because I found it interesting with Jared. So basically, let me see what was going on. There was a Florida journalist that was exchanging texts with Jared, and that's what tipped the feds off, because in those texts he was telling her what's her name?
Hold on. That's the one. I thought he was exchanging texts with a franchise owner.
That was at first. He asked her if she could arrange a 16-year-old girl mm-hmm. that he can have sex with.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the crime here, aside from the child pornography, mm-hmm. the child pornography, he's got to deal with that. But I think he's got 16.
Well, that goes to the federal level.
That's federal level.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's 16 counts of having sex with a minor. Those girls were A, prostitutes. Mm. Okay. So no one forced them to do anything, right?
They weren't raped effectively.
Right. But I'm condoning this. I'm just bringing the fucking facts here, right?
Yeah.
So they were 16, and the reason it's a crime, aside from him buying sex, is because it's illegal to have sex with a minor, and a minor is 17 years old in New York. In Indiana, where Jared is from, you can have sex with a 16-year-old. But obviously, there were no 16-year-old hookers in Indiana.
Yeah.
So he had to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about New York, right? And what does that say about the mothers and fathers of these girls,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like, you can't just prosecute one person. What the fuck? Where's the rest of the equation?
Yeah.
Why aren't their fucking parents going to jail, right? Why isn't the governor of New York going to jail for allowing such a fucking high rate of 16-year-old prostitutes? I mean, think about it.
Well, you know what the interesting thing is? When I looked at various websites that have the age of consent, not only domestically but internationally,
right?
The age of consent for females is at least 2 years younger than the age of consent for males in many countries.
Oh, so it was different?
Yeah.
So a man who's 18 can't have sex with a 16-year-old girl, but a woman who's 20 can have sex with a 16-year-old boy, like that?
What it means is like, if you're a 14-year-old girl in some countries, you can consent to sex. But if you're a 14-year-old boy, you can't consent to sex. The age of consent is lower for many women in some Middle Eastern countries and Asian countries.
Interesting.
You going to say something, Giacomo?
No, it's the same thing you're saying right now. No.
Interesting. So,
but you know why they did that? They did that to protect the guys. They did that so guys will have greater opportunity to have sex with younger women. These laws were made by men, for men, about men.
Well, I don't get the idea.
If I'm a guy and I want to have sex with a young woman, I lower the age of consent so I can have sex with them.
Got it.
And in some of these countries, being gay is illegal anyway. Yeah. Like in some of these Asian and Middle Eastern countries,
right,
it's just straight out illegal to be gay.
Right. Well, check this out. So John MacArthur, the guy who I referenced earlier,
of Huntington Beach.
Well, before we move on, let me just finish with Jared. So Jared was sentenced, not sentenced. He's pleading guilty to whatever, however many counts he had. Oh, but by the way, this guy Russ Taylor, the head of his Obesity Foundation. So it says in court records, weeks before Fogel's home was raided, Taylor agreed to suspend his right to a speedy resolution of the case to allow investigators more time to prepare charges. Taylor was turned in by a female acquaintance who was allegedly asked in a text message if the pair could engage in bestiality.
What?
Which is illegal. So guys, if you have a German Shepherd at home and you're thinking about jerking off on his collar or something like that, you can go to jail. That's considered bestiality.
What if it's a poodle? Because some of them are kind of attractive.
Well, you know, if a poodle's your thing, that's cool, man. But just don't get caught because it's still considered bestiality.
Bestiality is illegal everywhere, I think.
In America.
Yeah, in some places in Europe, Giacomo. I think in some places in Europe, bestiality is not illegal.
Well, in America...
I'm not sure of that, actually.
Well, we have to look that up. But in America, you don't have to have penetration with an animal for it to be bestiality.
Yeah.
The moment you engage an animal in any kind of sexual act...
Mm. What about kissing?
Put it this way. If you have an animal... I'm serious. If you have an animal on your bed,
yes,
right?
Yes.
While you're having sex with your wife...
Yes. That could be considered bestiality.
If somebody fucking breaks in the door
and
fucking sees it, you could go to jail for bestiality.
Especially if
the dog is licking your balls while you're pumping.
Look, I used to date, check this out, many years ago.
Big up for ball licking dogs while you're pumping your wife.
I used to date this girl many years ago, and when we would have sex, her dog would be on the bed.
Yeah.
Like kind of rocking along. And I said to her one day, I won't say her name, but I said to her, can we have your dog just be outside just for a little while we're in the bedroom? And she straight out said exactly this. I'll never forget. I will not abandon my dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at that moment I knew crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you're a fucking woman and you have a dog, if you have a dog that sleeps with you, I will never go near you.
I sleep with my cat.
Fuck that. Fuck that. If you have an animal in your bed, that is the most disgusting fucking thing. No offense to you, Sal.
Oh, yeah. Why would I be offended at all?
No offense to you. No offense to anybody who does it. This is my opinion. This is Nestor Rodriguez's opinion.
The opinions of Nestor Rodriguez do not necessarily represent those of National Public Radio.
Or
Nestorius Public Radio. Oh, shit. Edit that later in post.
This is solely my opinion.
Yes.
Okay, the last thing I want to do while I'm eating my wife's pussy, my girlfriend's pussy, is have fur ball from the fucking sheet get caught up in my fucking mouth. Okay, ain't gonna happen. Okay, it's disgusting. First of all, you got cats.
Yeah.
Where does your cat shit?
In the cat box.
In the cat box.
Yes.
Okay, do you clean the cat's fucking paws every time he shits? Because he flicks his fucking granules into the box to cover the shit and to cover the piss.
Yes, but he doesn't touch the piss or the shit.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Dude, fecal matter and fucking urine, you don't have to actually touch it for it to go in you. The fact that that cat goes in that box, he's absorbing fecal matter and fucking urine. And guess where that's going, Sal? That's going in your fucking mouth while you go to sleep.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, no.
I disagree. I have a love affair. That's why I asked you specifically if bestiality refers to kissing, because I kiss my cat 25 times a day. I love him. I stare into his eyes and tell him I love him. we have a love affair.
Oh, my God.
And he looks at me. He stares at me. And he winks, he winks his eyes at me.
Oh, my God. That's it. That motherfucker.
But we don't have sex. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But no, believe me, I'm not in favor of having an animal on the bed when I'm having sex. I don't want to.
I'm not in favor of having an animal on my bed, fucking period.
You don't have any animals. You're not an animal.
I go to fucking people's houses and their fucking dogs want to jump on the bed all the time. I don't mind them like getting on the bed and waking me up, licking me, but then they got to get the fuck off the bed. You know what I mean?
Wait, a dog licking your face?
Well,
after they were licking their balls?
Well, dogs jump on the bed and they fucking, you know, they pant, they want attention. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then you got to get the fuck off the bed because I need my coffee before I can, you know, get into it with a dog.
I hate to say this. You're not an animal lover.
I love dogs.
You've complained about your neighbor's dogs. You complain about cats coming in your yard. You're not an animal lover.
Okay.
You're not.
Okay. You know what cats do? They come in my yard and they defecate wherever the fuck they feel like shitting.
Yeah.
Okay? So... I get out of my house, I'm going to go into my car, and all of a sudden I'm driving, 10 minutes into my drive, I smell shit.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? Poo-poo, the fucking stray cat, took a shit right outside my door of my car, right?
On the concrete?
On the concrete.
Yeah.
That's right. No, this wasn't in my house, but this is in my old apartment.
Yeah.
And It's like out of control. So some of these buildings.
How much shit were you stepping on?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It doesn't happen every day.
It doesn't
matter. Once a month?
It doesn't matter. If you have a cat, you should keep your fucking cat in your house, okay? If you have a dog and your dog barks, you should keep your fucking dog in your house. It's that simple. I mean, you, how would you like it if at 2 a.m. I decided to fucking play reggae music and just be like, you know, just fucking. Yeah, man. In the morning, because you know what? I fucking feel like it. That's how I am. That's how I fucking roll. How would you like it if I was your neighbor? Exactly. Okay. So no sex on the bed with a dog. All right. How would you like it if I fucking went to your house and outside your door, I took a shit, and then you got out of your house and you stepped on that shit, and then you walked in your car and you go, fuck, what is that smell? And I left a note and you looked underneath your shoe and it said, hi, I'm Nestor. I just shit in your fucking porch.
I think you're using one or two isolated examples. You're acting like you're stepping in shit every day or something. I mean,
no, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about responsibility, dude. It's not that I'm not an animal lover. I love animals. I'm talking about, like, you need to, if you have animals, if you have pets, like if you have kids, yeah, you should have fucking responsibility. Yeah. Like if those fucking 16-year-old girls in New York had a good upbringing, a good mother, a good father, a nice place to live, they wouldn't be fucking Jared Fogle. Okay, Jared Fogle would not have to fly to New York to fuck a 16-year-old hooker. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I don't fault people in that equation. I think if a 16-year-old wants to fuck somebody, they should be allowed to fuck somebody. We as a nation trust a 16-year-old to drive. We say we trust you with a vehicle out there on the road, yet we don't trust a 16-year-old to decide who they want to fuck. Yeah. I think a 16-year-old, yeah, as a former 16-year-old, can decide who they want to fuck.
Yes. Okay.
However, the law says fuck you, okay, Sal, so whatever.
So basically, we just went off on a fucking tangent. Let me wrap up. So Jared Fogle was turned in by some bitch that they changed some text that said that he wanted to have sex with a 16-year-old, blah, yes, blah, and yeah, one thing led to another. Yeah.
Supposedly he used the phrase, the younger the better. Also.
Yes. Yeah, whatever.
The younger the better.
So here's the thing. John MacArthur, 57, of Huntington Beach, commercial fire department, fire captain. That's a big deal. Yeah. Employed by ConocoPhillips in San Pedro, pleaded guilty Friday to sending money overseas to someone he believed was a 13-year-old girl, mm-hmm, for the purpose of producing child pornography.
Yeah. Like what he wanted her to, like, masturbate on camera?
This is in the Philippines, no less.
Yes.
He's sending money to somebody, supposedly a minor, in the Philippines.
Yes. So they, right, can, like, maybe film themselves.
Yeah,
and then send,
yo,
it back,
why don't you and your girl finger yourselves with, yeah, a banana and send me the video?
Sure.
All right. Prosecutors said MacArthur was actually having a conversation with Robert Oliver Clark, a 75-year-old U.S. citizen living in the Philippines. Now, and he faces up to 30 years in federal prison. Now, this is my problem with the whole thing, okay? That dude didn't do anything, okay? He didn't do a fucking thing.
There was no actual 13-year-old.
Right, right. And all he did was
send money to a 75-year-old man.
Well, even if she was 13, in the Philippines, it's legal. It's legal.
Well, yes and no. I read some of the laws about age of consent before the show, and the laws change when it becomes prostitution. Like, you can go to the Philippines and maybe have sex with a 13-year-old, right, but if it's a prostitute and you pay them, apparently that changes.
Right, but when you're paying somebody to make a movie, that's not prostitution. That's called, you know, acting, yeah, okay? So, yeah, it is. It is.
All right, let's try it again. This time, let's try a hairbrush.
Cut! Hey, can we put a little bit more makeup on the pussy lips? There's a little glistening there, and I don't really want that. Okay? All right, and action.
You're like a child porn producer that takes their job very seriously.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, what I'm saying is the absurdity of this whole thing.
Well, it's like to catch a predator. To catch a predator, they entrap guys, well, and they say they're a 13-year-old. Yeah. There is no 13-year-old.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
it's an
whoa.
Actress.
What I'm saying is it's legal in fucking the Philippines to engage with a minor as low as 13 to have sex. It's legal there, right?
I believe
What's illegal, right? What's illegal is to obtain child pornography in America. Mm. He never obtained it.
Yes.
He fucking sent money to the 75-year-old,
yeah,
which, by the way, he was actually talking to Robert Oliver Clark, a 75-year-old U.S. citizen living in the Philippines. Prosecutors said Clark has his own criminal case, also dealing with child pornography. He has agreed to plead guilty to possessing child pornography in Los Angeles. Clark admitted in court documents to possessing 5,443 images and 53 pornography videos.
So wait. How much money did he send the guy in the
Philippines? It doesn't say.
Because I'll tell you what, if it's at least $5,000, I'm about to pose as a 13-year-old. I will play a 13-year-old for $5,000.
What I'm trying to say is, and then we'll go into Catch a Predator real quick. But what I'm saying is that he actually did. He paid somebody in the Philippines, which is legal. He never acquired the child pornography, which is illegal in America. So, and on top of that, he was never talking to a 13-year-old. He's talking to a 75-year-old fucking convicted pedophile motherfucker who's posing as a 13-year-old to probably get a lesser sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Now back to Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
So they lure these guys on the internet to, you know,
they put out bait.
They put out bait. They lure these guys, you know, posing as a 13-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. A 13-year-old girl goes, "Oh, hi. Yeah. What are you wearing? I'm wearing here. Do you want to mm-hmm. come over?
I baked some cookies."
Brownies.
Yeah.
Brownies.
I made some brownies and my parents aren't home.
So if you're a pedophile, let me just tell you something. This is what you got to look out for. If you ever go into somebody's house and there's like an old wooden 1970s bar with two stools and there's some brownies on there.
Get the fuck out.
and there's some brownies. Now, don't assume that you're on To Catch a Predator yet, but break one of those brownies. If it's fucking crusted and hard, like
it's a prop.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just go. As soon as you see the girl, just go, "You know what? I think I'm in the wrong house. I was looking for Mrs. Schmagagowitz. Mm-hmm. Is your mom home?" And then they have to cut. All right. Could you leave the house, please? But basically, they lure the guy.
Yeah.
And some of them come from miles and miles and miles.
They have some guys drive like 500 miles.
500 miles. And they'll sit there and they're talking to the girl. "Hi. Oh, you look nice." Yeah. And of course, the guy's nervous as fuck. He's never done this before. Mm. None of those guys ever look like they've done it before.
Yeah.
Right? So the girl.
Yeah, they're not walking in all cool and suave.
No. They're all fucking clammy and sweaty. You can see them through the TV. They're fucking sweating. They don't even know how to talk.
Hey.
Yes. So they sit down on the stool, and then the girl goes, "Oh, hi, have some brownies." Mm-hmm. And then she goes, "I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to change into something a little bit more loose. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?"
Yeah.
And then she goes upstairs, and the guy's there. You know, he's like.
He starts drinking the punch and eating the cookies.
Yeah, the brownie and shit. Yeah. And then this fucking retarded fuck comes out. He goes, "Hi, I'm Chris Hansen."
"Hi.
Do you know where you're at?
Are you Sarah's father?"
No. The dude goes, "You're on To Catch a Predator." And the guy's like, all of a sudden, he's like fucking dumbfounded. Okay? So here's the thing.
Can I leave? And that's what Chris, I like when Chris Hansen goes, "I'm not arresting you."
Right.
And then the guy's like, "Okay, bye."
As soon as he leaves, they fucking pound on him outside the door.
They
beat
the
shit
out of him.
Okay, so again, he hasn't committed a crime. The fucking girl that's supposedly 13 is an adult. She's 20-something years old.
Yes.
So what crime has he committed? You know what I mean? Yeah.
So it's kind of like if you tell me you have cocaine and I buy cocaine from you, but it's really baking soda, I can get arrested for buying cocaine even though I never bought cocaine.
You can get arrested for the intent to purchase cocaine. Then you call me. 1-800-Nestorius Public Radio. I will defend you, and I will fucking throw that bullshit case out of fucking court. Trust me.
I have read that a lot of guys who are arrested on To Catch a Predator, I don't think little or any of them are actually convicted.
Well, maybe so, but here's my problem. Going back to the concept of these guys have an illness, right? So if Chris Hansen took all the money that he makes from the production of that and fucking started, you know, a To Catch a Predator foundation and had these guys go into some sort of sex rehab and stuff like that, I'd have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah.
But he's as much of a fucking degenerate as anybody else.
Well, he's like, he's sort of like Jerry Springer then.
He's a fucking douchebag. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, the point of this whole episode for me was that it's like, when is fantasy a crime? I mean, think about it. You can go on any website about like constructing a bomb or like, you know, joining a white supremacist group and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's
how to kill your wife.
Yeah, how to kill your wife, how to fucking do a right noose to hang yourself or your neighbor?
Yeah.
What's the proper way to shoot a dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a barking dog at 2 a.m. Yeah. Or cats that shit by your car.
Right. All right. What's the proper way of stabbing a cat in the fucking throat so that when he wants to go, he can go, the blood comes up.
Don't listen to what he's saying, little mister. Get away from the computer. Don't listen to what he's saying. He's a mean man, little mister. So, you wait for me. I'm coming home. I'll be home soon.
So what I'm saying is, like, when does it become, like when does fantasy become a crime?
Well,
right?
Because otherwise you have to wait on authorities to actually catch people committing crimes, which apparently they're not. they're not actually catching people.
So, but the equation is that if you're looking at porn, you're going to actually have sex with a minor, which is not the case.
Yeah.
It's not the fucking case. Yeah. And then the other thing is, like, I think it's a violation of your, you know, constitutional rights to think and to see. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm not condoning fucking child pornography, nor fucking having sex with a minor. But this is like, at what point is it okay for authorities to just like randomly fucking like start setting you up and taking you in and arresting you based on your thoughts?
Yeah. And I'm going to be the asshole for saying this, but the word pedophilia is thrown around so much, and the guys that get busted trying to have sex with 13-year-olds, they go, look at that pedophile. The word pedophile means you are sexually attracted to prepubescent kids. No pubic hair, effectively.
Right. I don't have any pubic hair.
Okay. Oh,
really? I shave.
Okay,
yeah, I shave
thank
it.
You.
So that means I can sue somebody.
You can, yeah, if your wife has sex with you. But I mean, if you are attracted to prepubescent, you're a pedophile. If you want to have sex with a 13-year-old who's probably in puberty, you're officially not a pedophile, and you can ask any psychologist that. Your pedophilia refers to a specific age and time of your life, is basically prepubescent child.
Okay, look. Real quick.
And what I'm getting at is that if you're a guy and you want to have sex with a teenager, I don't believe that there's anything wrong with you. Now, if you cross the line and do it, you maybe have a problem because you broke the law.
The general age of consent in Connecticut, 16. I'm just going to give you, for all you pedophiles out there that want to have sex.
For all you traveling salesmen.
Yeah, that want to have sex with a 60-year-old. Georgia, you can have sex with a 16-year-old.
Georgia on my mind.
Hawaii, you can have sex with a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to all these states where you could fuck a 16-year-old. Indiana, you could have sex with a 16-year-old. Iowa, you can have sex with a 16-year-old. Kansas, Kentucky, you can have sex with a 16-year-old. Maine, you can have
I feel like you're giving shout-outs.
Yo, and Maine is a conservative fucking town, believe it or not. 16-year-old. Massachusetts, you can have sex with a 60-year-old. Michigan, sex with a 60-year-old. Minnesota, Mississippi, you can have sex with a 60-year-old. Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, you can have sex with a 16-year-old. New Jersey, not New Mexico, not New York, that's 17. North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania.
Hang on, I can't write this fast. Slow down.
Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota.
That's 17 or 16?
No, I'm just doing 16.
Okay.
I was going to say Texas because that would explain why George Bush was born, but no, that's not. That's 17. Vermont, 16. Washington, believe it or not. West Virginia.
You know, I got to tell you, I agree with this. I agree that 16-year-old people should be allowed to decide who they want to sleep with.
Alabama. I missed the A's.
Giacomo may disagree with me. What are you saying?
No, in Switzerland, it's from 16.
Really?
But there has to be some limit of age between the other.
Like, I can't have sex with a 16-year-old in Switzerland.
No, you cannot.
It has to be like a three-year limit.
Yeah.
Like, you can, a 19-year-old can have sex with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, Alaska. We're going to wrap this up. Alaska, California is 18.
California is 18.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Anyway, so I went through all the states. So, you know, if you're a pedophile, whatever that means.
I think it's actually hebephile is the official word if you're attracted to teenage people.
Okay, so if you're a hebephile and you want to have sex with a 16-year-old, I just read off all those states. Do yourself a favor. Don't go to New York and do it. You know, go to some of those states and... Hey, if that's what you're into and that's on you, I'm not judging. You know, if you're an adult man or woman and you're looking at child pornography on the computer and you have possession of it or you're sharing files, know that it's a federal crime, know it's a felony, and you can and most likely will be prosecuted for doing it.
And they'll throw the book at you so hard.
And so if this is something that you have an issue with and a problem, my advice, and I'm being sincere, is that you look for some sort of help and get some help before it gets, you know, before it's too late.
Well, we're seeing a sensitive side.
Yeah, because it is, dude. I mean,
the same could be said for if you feel you're about to commit a crime, get help regardless of what the crime is.
Right, but that's but they only say that if you are you suicidal, are you feeling like killing yourself? If you you're showing signs of suicide, get help. Yeah. But they never say get help. I want to let you know that you need to get some help.
Yeah.
I support you in it. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging anybody. I don't judge any
it's
of this.
It's true, because some 15-year-olds be fine.
I'm not judging any of this, but I'm just saying there is help out there. I suggest you look for it and, you know, stay out of trouble, man. Yeah. And no cats and dogs on your bed while you're fucking, okay? So you want to give a little shout-out before you go about your fucking, about your toy collection?
We've just been talking about pedophilia and having and child porn. And on that note, I invite all of you to visit my YouTube channel where I review toys and tech. I'm going to be reviewing a new drone helicopter that's coming out.
Yeah.
Check out youtube.com/SalvadorLosAngeles. That's youtube.com/SalvadorLosAngeles. Angeles.
Yes, especially if you're under the age of 13. Check out that YouTube channel and you
leave
can,
your phone number.
And you can message Sal and leave him your number. Hey, yo, so on the serious side, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Nestorius Public Radio. Like the fucking page. You can check me out on Facebook. Nestorius is facebook.com/Nestorius. And go to iTunes, man. Make sure you subscribe if this is your first time listening to the show. iTunes. Look for Nestorius Public Radio as a podcast. Subscribe to the show. Leave a comment. You know what I mean?
Giacomo, you got any parting words for us?
Yeah, actually. This time I would like to promote even my band. Since you're promoting, so you got to check Cupid's Curse with 2Ks. You can check it on iTunes.
Say it again.
Cupid's Curse with 2Ks instead of C's because of the logo.
Hold
which
on.
Was born before.
Cupid?
Cupid.
And what's the second word?
Curse. Yeah.
With 2 C's?
Cupid's Curse. With 2 K's instead of C's.
Okay.
Yeah. So
spell that, because I'm confused.
K U P I D S K U R S S E.
Cupid's curse.
With K's instead of C's.
Exactly. Okay. So iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, whatever.
You have a website?
Yeah, we have a website, cupidscurse.com.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check that out.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Thank you, William, for putting up with our crazy shit. That's our new engineer.
Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way long.